Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Trimblelink, a global leader in technology solutions for various industries, including construction, agriculture, and geospatial. We'll discuss how behavioral finance principles impact their innovation strategies, market positioning, and decision-making processes. Let's dive in.
Trimblelink operates in a diverse range of technology sectors. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do market perceptions and biases influence their innovation and technology adoption strategies?
Market perceptions and biases are crucial for Trimblelink, especially when it comes to innovation and technology adoption. Behavioral biases such as the bandwagon effect and loss aversion can influence how Trimble develops and promotes its technology solutions. The bandwagon effect might lead to increased adoption of Trimble's innovations as customers and industries follow trends or see competitors using similar technologies. Loss aversion, on the other hand, can affect how companies weigh the potential risks of adopting new technologies versus the benefits. Understanding these biases help Trimble position its innovations effectively and manage the adoption process.
So, Trimble needs to leverage these behavioral dynamics to enhance its innovation strategies and drive technology adoption.
Exactly. By understanding and addressing these biases, Trimble can better position its technology solutions and increase their market appeal.
Let's talk about Trimble's approach to market diversification and global expansion. How do behavioral finance principles come into play here?
Market diversification and global expansion at Trimble are influenced by behavioral biases such as overconfidence and the home bias. Overconfidence might lead Trimble to overestimate its ability to succeed in new markets or regions, affecting their expansion strategies. Home bias, where companies favor familiar markets or regions, can impact Trimble's approach to global expansion. Addressing these biases helps Trimble make more informed decisions about entering new markets and diversifying its product offerings.
And managing these behavioral dynamics is essential for Trimble to successfully navigate global markets and achieve its expansion goals.
Exactly. By understanding these biases, Trimble can make strategic decisions that support successful market diversification and global growth.
Now, let's compare Trimble to other technology companies in the sector, like Hexagon AB and Topkin Corporation. How do their behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Trimble's dynamics are influenced by its specific strategies compared to companies like Hexagon AB and Topkin Corporation. While all three operate in technology solutions for industries such as construction and geospatial, their approaches to innovation and market expansion may vary. For example, Hexagon AB might focus more on integration of its technology solutions, while Topkin Corporation may emphasize specific niche markets. Understanding these differences helps differentiate Trimble's strategies and performance relative to its competitors.
So, Trimble's approach to behavioral finance helps set it apart from other technology companies in the sector.
Absolutely. Each company's handling of behavioral finance factors will influence its strategic decisions and market positioning in the technology sector.
To sum up, Trimblelink's strategies are influenced by behavioral finance principles, including market perceptions, biases, and global expansion. Understanding these dynamics provides insight into the company's performance and competitive positioning.
That's right. Analyzing these factors helps us understand how Trimble navigates the complexities of the technology market.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.